Our official Blackhawk is standing by, Connor Murphy, and this is all brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation. Drive to the game, as we like to call this. And Connor is here not just as Connor Murphy on the Super Celebrity Hotline, but his mom, Nicole, is on the Super Celebrity Hotline, because this is the mother's trip, right? There's a little two-game stretch here, and it's starting starting tomorrow night. This is this very, very exciting thing. Nicole, you know, we talk to Connor all the time. I'm so not interested in talking to him right now.
Boring.
Yes, exactly. I'd much rather talk to you. First of all, I would like to know this. I know that Connor grew up in Central Ohio, right?
Yes. Columbus, yeah. Yep.
Columbus. And, yeah. And he has a Canadian accent. Can you explain that to us?
Well, we originate. We came from Canada. We came from the Great White North, okay. Toronto, Ontario.
All right. Well, then that finally does explain it, because I spent a lot of time in Central Ohio myself, and I just can tell you that that's not how the people down there talk. That is for sure.
He's kind of got a mix. He's got the American and the Canadian.
Yeah. And you got to say Ohio, not Ohio. There's no O in Ohio, despite the fact that all the OSU people are always doing that O thing. All right, let's talk about the excitement of the trip. Now, Connor, are you going to behave differently that your mother's going to be on the trip?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. We got separate rooms and everything, so it's good to stay around for a little bit of the trip, I guess. But it's nice. The Hawks do an amazing job of having the moms come and kind of showing families how much they mean to us, and how special it is. I mean, a lot of us are here because of our moms and dads, so we're lucky.
What was that, Nicole? What was the longest driving trip that you had to do in the peewee? You know, the little kid hockey, right? The travel hockey. What was like the longest that you had to do?
That's an easy one. It was Wisconsin
from Toronto. Or from Columbus.
Columbus.
All right.
Yeah. I think it's like a 12-hour or something like
and
that.
And then is that game, it's like 12 hours there, play the game for an hour and 15 minutes, and then you go back, and you're 12 hours back?
But no, it's you play, it seems like you sometimes, some weekends, depending if it was a big tournament weekend, if it was just a regular weekend, we would play a team and then play them again and then again. And that would be probably like a Saturday and then Sunday. And then you pack up and then leave Sunday. So you maybe arrive late Friday night. You play Saturday and Sunday. You play them three times.
Can you imagine that hockey bag in the car for 12 hours?
I know. Well, that's what I want to ask. What kind of vehicle did you have to sacrifice for this?
Always Suburbans. We always had the big, extended
there you go.
Truck.
Yeah, there you go. That's the way to do it. You get the used Suburban, though, with the one wheel that's wobbling, because you realize this car is going to have to be fumigated. Probably at the end of its life, you're going to probably have to set it on fire anyway.
Hockey parents are saying late nights at the rink, a lot of traveling. Was there a moment when you were watching little Connor play that you said, wow, my son is something special, like he can be an NHL? Well, was there a moment where you could say, well, my son's a lot better than all the other guys on the rink?
You know what? It's kind of because his dad played. I don't know if you guys know that, but his dad played. Yeah, and I met his dad in high school, so I've been with him since then. And you know what? As a mother, I don't know what I was on, what was happening to me, but for me, it was just trying to get them, him and his brother, to wherever they needed to go to. And he had a little sister in tow. And I just was really trying to get him to the games and made sure I never made him late to the rink and get his equipment. You know, when they're really young, you tie up their skates for them and all that stuff. So it's there is a lot to it to take them on the weekends. But of course, it's all worth it because it is. The trips are nice. You bond. You really do. You're closer to your kids when you do these types of things, these sports and things with them.
Sure.
Especially when it's travel and everything. But no, there really was never a time that it came into my head that he could be a professional hockey player. Or it literally, I guess it's the grind of it. You just kind of, you know, like every mother, you just get through every day and every weekend, and you just hope that they're healthy and happy, and that's about it.
Connor, did you thank your mother for driving you to Wisconsin?
Yeah, probably not enough, I guess.
Yes, I don't think so.
Yeah, there's definitely
no, I don't think he has.
Yeah. because that's you know, you got that 70 to 65 to 94, the whole thing. It's like, it's just that's a drive that will never end. And then you end up in, and then you're in Wisconsin by the time it's done. And you're like, oh my God, what am I doing?
Yeah, that's when you had to print out MapQuest, the directions. You didn't have the navigations, and we didn't know how to read it right. We had upside down half the time, so we're going the wrong way and taking detours and wait and everything.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Connor, what would you say is different about your mom that makes her a better hockey mom than the rest out there?
Ooh.
I don't know. I guess, I think she gets it just with my dad playing, and kind of hockey was just the family thing, and understanding how it works and knowing kind of emotions that go along with it and kind of the ups and downs and the grinds and the injuries and all that, just understanding how big the support is. I think just with my dad being through that so much and her being a part of it for so long, it just is great to have it. It's just definitely a hockey family.
And there's something about hockey players, I think, that is different. And Nicole, I think you can speak to this, because hockey players tend to be more polite than other professional athletes, and it's because, I firmly believe this, it is because they spend so much time in other people's homes, in their basements, sleeping, you know, because in juniors or, you know, and again, you know, kid travel or juniors hockey, you know, you don't necessarily live in it. You know, you, at one point you send your kids away, right? And they're going to go live somewhere else, and they are literally living in either some coach or some other player's family's basement for months at a time. And because they have to kind of learn that getting along with other people and being respectful in the family household and all of that, are trying to be respectful and ruining their washing machine as well. And that is kind of the I think the difference. Would you agree with that?
I do agree. And they do, they do leave young. And that was very hard. It's a very hard thing to do as a parent, to basically run off your child who's 16 years old, or sometimes younger, sometimes they're 14, 15. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine for these parents that have their kids over in Russia or Sweden, and then they send them over here. A lot of them, mainly I know of, especially in Ontario, they play junior league there. I can't even imagine those people sending their kids over at that young age. But it's a formative time, too, where, you know, they're young men and the hormones, and they're, you know, you don't know what they're going to do when they go to these people's houses.
Right.
It becomes something completely different. you're kind of like.
It's true.
So you talk to them. They know it. You know, again, like you said, they're taking them on these road trips. You're together with them so much. They spend so much time with their parents that they really truly have a real understanding of how to behave and how to be. And they do. They go with these parents. They live with them. These parents are so kind to take them into their homes with their own children, too, at times. And they don't get paid anything. They get paid, but it's nothing. And they just do it out of the kindness of their own heart, and to, I guess, just to see, you know, a kid to do it, you know, to follow his dream and see how far he can go with that. And that's really all, you know, it's just unbelievable what these people do. And the kids who are, hopefully, you hope those players that all go with the parents, that they are putting an honest effort to follow what their rules are in the house and be polite and mannerly and help out, you know.
Yeah, totally true. And in juniors, they're lucky if they win the Tubby Schmaltz trophy, right? That's the biggest thing you can get in juniors hockey in Canada, because that's like the Stanley Cup of juniors. And you're like, oh, I won the Tubby Schmaltz. That does never sell. It is never the kind of thing where you go, oh, Tubby Schmaltz winner, Connor Murphy. I don't think you did win it, did you? Did you ever win that?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
All right. Connor Murphy and his mom, Nicole. It is the mom's trip in this two-game road trip that the Hawks are leaving on, I think, tonight.
Thursday night's the game.
Thursday night, Friday.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, right. So kind of a nice turnaround there. Boston, one of the towns, right?
Yes, sir.
And so it'll be...
Yep, Boston, New Jersey, yeah.
Oh, God, New Jersey. Oh, I'm sorry about that. But you can always, you know, maybe go across the bridge into New York. I think that's the way I would do it. All right. Thanks very much. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you very much.
All right. There they go. The Murphys.
That's a hockey mom right there.
I really want to see a picture of matching pajamas of those two. I'm expecting one.
of the two brothers?
Like, yes. I feel like they would be that family.
Yes. Yeah. I kind of have that sense.
And I would
as well.
Love it.
All right. Northwestern Medicine Newsroom is where Kim Gordon is, and she's going to have the news for you coming your way in 2 minutes.
Chicago's very own WGN Radio.